You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact? And, you know, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them. So we have a lot of conversations going on, mostly in free agency, but also some in trades on guys that we view as impact bats.
It's Mike Elias from the winter meetings. The other night asked about the possibility of adding an impact bat. Well, they did so today, signing Pete Alonso to a 5-year, $155 million deal. By the way, he's a right-handed hitter. If you're worried about playing games at Camden Yards, Matt Weirich had this earlier. He had 38 home runs a year ago. If he would have played all his games in Camden Yards, according to StatCast, he would have hit 45 last year. So not worried about Camden Yards necessarily slowing him down like it did. Got into Ryan Mountcastle's head. Alas, the signing, the first true multi-year deal that Mike Elias has given out being in charge of the Orioles.
It's huge. It's seismic. It's a new frontier for them. It's long overdue. Welcome to the big leagues. Welcome to
The jungle.
Roster management 101. Look, he is one of the best power bats in baseball. He has prodigious power. He also has a career 341 on base and got on base almost 35% of the time last year, which is huge. He has a preternatural ability to get hit by the baseball. He also walks a fair amount. He's going to strike out, I don't know, 160 sometimes. But as long as he keeps driving in 100-plus runs, that's when you can live with it. I think he will be an immediate calming presence and sounding board for all the youngsters in that locker room, clubhouse, whatever. He and Ward lengthened this lineup significantly. Albernaz is going to have options in how he deploys this from a day-to-day basis. They should have a nice mix of left-handed bats and right-handed bats. He plays a adequate first base. I know he's been working on his scooping. He'd been working really diligently to improve his defense over the years. I think his footwork has gotten a little better. I do think he's been a little better scooping. He's not a great first baseman, and that's that. He's going to play 150 some games a year, God willing, he has to this point. I think he really wants to win. I think he cares. I think he brings a certain level of professionalism and preparation to the ballpark every day that they probably haven't seen before. Not from a guy who's accomplished this, who makes this kind of money, who frankly chose to be here. This isn't a waiver claim. It's not a trade. He could have signed anywhere. Other teams wanted him. He and his representative made the decision to do this. That immediately cast him into a different sort of veteran role than anybody who's been here previously. It's an exciting time. It's something that, again, had to happen. It shouldn't and better not preclude them from doing anything else, because, you know, there are teams that employ people to play baseball every day for $30 million. I mean, they've had them in Milwaukee. Like, they've had them in Cincinnati. They've had them in Cleveland.
Have one now.
That's the way teams are. Like, that's a basic box that everybody should be checking. So yeah, it's huge. It's a big deal, obviously.
It's massive for everything that you're saying. The clubhouse leadership, a guy that's played a lot of postseason games, had some moments there. The bat is really going to help the middle of this lineup, providing some protection for Gunner and Taylor Ward. It makes that addition even better. Him driving in over 100 runs last year, talking about Ward. But it's also this, where we talked yesterday when we were playing some of Mike Elias's sound from the first day of the winter meetings, where the messaging's different. And yeah, that's one thing. And then you hear, oh, well, they offered the same money to Schwarber, but they came up this short. And we're all saying, well, it's not good enough anymore. Like hearing that you finished second place, that's not good enough. They didn't finish second this time. They closed the deal. They closed a major deal for a player. And that sends waves throughout baseball. That sends waves throughout the clubhouse. It sends waves throughout the fan base. Because, yeah, it's just one. But this is one that we haven't seen in quite some time. And we'll get more into it during TMI later in the hour. But, and it's a Scott Boras client, which the caller pointed out as well. Like, this is a big deal for this franchise.
More from Mike Elias. Does the team have payroll space to sign a bat and an arm?
I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year. And we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership. But we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
And they are allegedly still talking with Framber Valdez's representation, Ranger Suarez. Heck, Bob Nightingale was just on foul territory, said the Orioles are going to try to sign Ime and Michael King. So they are trying to make money moves.
They should have money to spend. They say they do have money to spend. They obviously have holes on this roster, and they obviously have one guy now who is on the hook beyond arbitration years.
Yes.
In the entire organization. No, two. Besides.
O'Neal, right?
Two. Well, yeah, but that's Beside. On beyond this year. Yeah.
Well, so now, he's
got 2 years.
Yeah, it was O'Neal. Three-year Remember deal.
It was a three-year deal that the option was after
right.
one.
He has an opt-out after one, then you're locked in for 2 months.
Yeah. Well,
guys who you are happy.
Yeah. Well, you love talking to him.
Yeah, great guy.
My point is, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, and it would be crazy to try to pretend that's not the case.
Well, but here's the other thing, and I was just kind of mentioning, like, now all this stuff that Mike Elias, like, before you, oh, it's a bunch of poppycock.
Yeah.
Where now, like, okay, I believe in this more. Like, I put more credence in what he's saying.
Well, to your point about shockwaves, Jim Duquette said as much, and he's down there. He said the talking to people, now that they've done that, they sort of view the Orioles differently because they've actually made a major signing.
Well, and Jim, other free agency. Oh,
yes,
okay, like they're spending money. Like, it's not just the teams. It's not, and it's the players in the clubhouse where it's, okay, you know that, yeah, Sam's one thing, and I want to say you kind of took advantage of a situation there, but you did it. You gave out a legit contract. So guys can think, okay, well, I'm not just trade bait going to a big market team when I'm towards the end of my time at arbitration. Like, that's a big deal there. And again, for the fan base, because the fans think that, okay,
Gunnar's definitely gone. Westberg, Jackson, all of these guys are going to be gone when their time is up in terms of service time. Like, it changes that perception, too.
Yeah, I apologize. I was ambiguous. Jim said he was talking with agents who said that the perception is now different because they signed a big fish or a polar bear in Pete Alonso. One more from Mike Elias. Does the team need to add multiple pitchers?
I think that's a possibility, that we have multiple starting pitchers on major league contracts. But there's a possibility that it's just one. I think it's just going to kind of depend on the personnel.
Jason, is it fair that we have to view what he says differently because of them signing Pete Alonso? Or are you still in a wait-and-see mode to see what else he does?
I always thought he was going to sign pitchers. Mm-hmm. He has not really left any room for equivocation about that. I was very hesitant to believe that they would add a bat of this magnitude after the Ward trade. Now, what I absolutely categorically denied that they would ever do is spend $400+ million on a Kyle Tucker, or spend, you know, three quarters of that on Bellinger, $3 million or whatever that ends up taking. And they didn't do that, and they're not going to do that. And that's not the end of the world. That's fine. I think their outfield defense, though, it gives me a lot of pause. I still don't really think they have an everyday center fielder. They do have four guys who might drive in 100 runs. I'll just say this, because Andy Koskett brought it up. I wouldn't be in a hurry to trade Dylan Beavers. I wouldn't be in a hurry to trade Dylan Beavers. After all the people they've kept all these years, some of the ones who they thought the least of, like Stowers, ended up being better than a lot of the ones they overdrafted. And I'd be in a far bigger hurry to trade Colton Cowser than I would Dylan Beavers. Even if that would leave me with nobody who could play center field right now, I'll find somebody who can be a defensive center fielder.
Leotis Taveras.
I am not in a hurry to get rid of Dylan Beavers.
And also, you jump through all of those hoops to keep the rookie of the year eligibility,
yeah,
where you got him and Sam.
Maybe that gives him more value on the trade market.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking in those. I'm just thinking about trying to win baseball games.
Tongue in cheek.
I would not. I'm being in a big hurry about doing that.
We'll talk Ravens and AFC North with Didi Kinkabwala from CBS at 4:30. But coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Orioles signed Pete Alonso. They seem to be in on big fish starting pitchers. How are you feeling about your Orioles? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, next. Perception is funny. When they were in on Kyle Schwarber, didn't get him, we kind of giggled. We heard they were in on other guys. They were in on Pete Alonso. They signed him to them being the Orioles, five-year, $155 million deal. So now I feel like we have to take it seriously. They seem to be in on the top end of the starting pitcher free agents. So let's go to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Start with Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Fan.
How you doing, guys? So let me start by, and I'll tie it in, like, saying that I didn't go to any Orioles games last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I think that this is a great deal? Yes, but I do think it's about 3 years too late.
Yeah.
On him specifically. And other positives, though, like, I do think now we may have a legit person to do the home run derby for the Orioles since Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
And now it's got my interest peaked to go to a game this year. So I definitely and intrigued by what's been going on. So thanks, guys.
Well, look, part of the reason this is happening is they were shamed into it.
I mean,
let's be real about like what's going on here. I mean, this was a guy who came out at the when he fired his manager and said he's going to do a whole lot of things differently, and then nothing really changed. And then they kind of sold at the deadline, but not as much as they could have. And then they could have hired a GM, and they didn't. Like, but at a certain point, you send out your Birdland memberships. People are pretty much, that turns into a controversy. Everything's a controversy. At a certain point, you've got to try to buy some goodwill. And there's an element of this, of winning baseball games. There is absolutely an element of this, trying to win people back, like the last caller.
410-583-1057. Seth's in Baltimore. Seth, you're on the Fan.
Fellas, what's going down?
Yo. What's up?
So I got to tell you, man, I couldn't disagree with all of you more. I'm so today for me, this is like that day in Christmas, like when you get exactly what you want, or like the, you know, whatever the analogy is. This is the Red Ryder shotgun. Like this is seismic. It puts all of Elias's past moves into perspective, starting with the firing of Hyde. I think also they were able to preserve and build up their farm system to bind pieces that some of these other clubs are going to want when it comes to trading some of these assets. And now that they've landed Pete Alonso with the first string of moves that they made, especially Helsley, which is going to be cheap value add, super heat throwing, closer shutdown guy, you've now got ultimate optionality in the lineup, and you can trade to get somebody like Gore, somebody like Peralta, if you don't want to give up that much capital, as you say, not getting rid of Beavers. I agree with you. I think Colton Cowser's on the trade block.
He should be.
I think Adley Rutschman's on the trade block. And how excited would we all be if they trade some combination of those players for Mackenzie Gore while letting go of Mountcastle to get a nice high-line bullpen arm and then spending another bucket of cash to get a top-line starter in the rotation? I mean, like, guys, that's like exactly what the team needs. It takes a lot of character and guts to execute that, a lot of vision, to get somebody like Pete Alonso to buy on board, to take that leap and say, hey, you know, you're one of the greatest hitters in New York history, and now, you know, we want you. That's big. And then it also says to the younger players, like, we've taken some time on you, we've seen what we need to see, and we're going to make moves to make sure that we can compete in the AL East. And but after everything that Boston did, Toronto, we haven't heard from the Yankees yet, which I suspect is going to be something pretty big before opening day. But the O's won the winter meetings. I mean, they instantly are now having everybody go, oh, boy, how are we going to handle the Orioles?
even though we just upgraded what was a World Series caliber roster in terms of Toronto.
Appreciate the call.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's the biggest contract given out at the winter meetings. Like, who would have thought the Orioles would give out the biggest contract?
It's $5 million more than Schwarber.
At the winter meetings. That happened.
When did the meetings wrap? Today?
Today?
Yeah.
It's over.
Rule 5
today.
Draft.
Yeah. I would not have put that on my bingo card. But yes. I don't know that this took vision.
I'm leaning more towards, he got dragged kicking and screaming into doing what should have been basic 3 years ago.
I'm thrilled with what's going on. I'm very, like, I wanted Pete Alonso. I feel like he's going to be good for this clubhouse. We've been begging them forever to bring in a vet.
He tied one of his rosters. Like, you've got four different ways you can build a roster. He basically tied one of his hands behind his back. He could have done more with Angelos. And he definitely, with these guys coming in, he had abstained from certain ways to build his roster. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. He's no longer doing that. That's a positive step. But it's not visionary. I mean.
No, I think this is it's a recalibration what it is.
The Brewers signed Christian Yelich. I mean, come on. They signed Ryan Braun. Like, I mean, people, you got to spend a little bit of money.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Great show. Listen, this is definitely partly your guys from being the thorn in the side, the pebble in the shoe. There was a couple broadcasts that I didn't think Jason was going to make it. He got so riled up about
no emotion
about this stuff. So, good job on you. Let's go get a pitcher.
Oh, they're going
to. Gonna. Come on. They're going
to. Yeah.
No, I think they that's happening.
He just feels like the guy they'll get.
I said it earlier. I think they're going to trade for a pitcher and sign a pitcher. So we'll see. We'll see how that all goes. But let's grab one more. JT's in Parkville. JT, you're on the fan.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
This is a good start, but we're not done yet. Need to sign a pitcher. Yes. But now that we have a guy who played 162 two straight years, and you want to get Basayo more time at first, well, two first basemen are now expendable. Who did Andy Koska say people are starting to take notice of?
Dylan Beavers.
That would hurt, because between him and Basayo, they were the only bright spots we had to cheer about the last month of the season. So package them. Let's head to the city. I know he's got a relationship with Miami, but how about we head to the city whose football team just embarrassed the Ravens last week? And I know, Jason, you said Mitch Keller, but no, we're going to shoot for the stars. Package those Package those three, some pieces in the minor leagues, and if that still ain't good enough, well, then fine. Let's throw in a second baseman.
Okay,
well, I'm not sure at this point that's good enough.
No,
but
it's time to shoot for the stars.
I hear you.
The Tyler Wells and the rotation stuff, because now he's better as a bullpen arm.
That's correct.
And then bring back Cano. I'm telling you, if you're going to do it, shoot for the stars.
I hear you. I don't think
they're trading schemes for B-level prospects.
Like, I don't think they're trading schemes.
And it'd be funny, you just signed him, but like Big Sam, that would have to be the start.
He would have to be in that trade.
That would be fun. Coming up next, Ravens.
But that trade's not happening.
No, it's not. Ravens and Bengals Sunday, CBS broadcast. We'll have Aditi Kinkabwala on the sidelines. She joins us next here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ravens got themselves over 500 at 6-5 and then lost two home divisional games to the Bengals and Steelers. They take on the Bengals this Sunday in Cincinnati. Games on CBS. Aditi Kinkabwala will be on the sidelines for the game on Sunday, and she joins us now. And Aditi, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So where are you on this Ravens team, Aditi? Do you feel like they still can win this division, or after what you've seen the last couple of weeks, do you feel like they're kind of cooked?
I don't give up on them. And I said this even at 1-5. I'm not feeling as bullish as I was a little bit ago. Look, the truth is, and I think I said this to you guys, in fact, earlier this season, when you have Lamar Jackson, who is one of the three best players in the National Football League, you just sort of feel like he can lift everyone around him and that there's a run in them. My caveat right now is there's a difference between injured and hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And is Lamar hurt or is he injured? Because he just does not look like himself.
Nope.
And I was talking to a coach who played him earlier this year, and it's funny because he said, something's just off. He's like, I can't tell you what it is, but something is off. And you watch him and you can say, okay, he's taking a longer time. He's slower to throw.
Mm-hmm.
He's slower to run. He doesn't have the explosiveness. He doesn't have the dynamism, but there's other stuff too. I mean, he's proven to us over the last few years that he's a great passer too. He can be a great pocket passer. Even that doesn't look right.
Mm-mm.
Like, what's going on?
Well, Aditi, this whole division just seems so off. And you used to cover this division really closely and know this division more than anybody. It's the bad division this year. There's no way around it. They only have one winning team.
I wish the Browns defense could join up with the Bengals offense.
Yeah.
And then I know
one team in Ohio
was in the AFC. Yeah.
Then you're cooking. But yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah. To Aditi's point, like during World War II, the Eagles and Steelers were the Steagles. Yeah. So maybe we can put the two.
I don't know why. Like, why haven't the Haslams called Mike Brown and been like, let's do this?
But Aditi, in all seriousness, a week ago, we're talking a lot about the Steelers and the fired Tomlin chants, and the fans are booing Renegade. The Ravens, they're below 500 this deep into the season for the first time under Lamar Jackson. The Bengals are 4-9. The Browns are 3-10. It's just been such an odd year for the AFC North.
Oh, I mean, in so many ways, though, guys, for the AFC. The AFC has been crazy, and there's some chaos in general. But yes, I mean, look, I'm the Browns preseason sideline reporter. I thought that defense was as legit as can be, and the issue a year ago, so 2 years ago, they were, you know, obviously a top defense. And last year, there were so many injuries during camp that Jim Schwartz had basically said to me, don't assume anything. Mm-hmm. And that had been a problem. It took a long time for the defense to get going. This year, guys are healthy. And when guys are healthy, Jim Schwartz can figure out, this is what my defense is going to be. This is what I'm going to call. So you knew that defense would be great. But then the quarterback, and it wasn't just the quarterback situation. To be fair, you also felt like, what is going on with the offensive line? Are they going to be able to run the ball? And who do you have besides Jerry Jeudy? Mm-hmm. And we saw it. Look, they stuck with Joe Flacco because Kenny Pickett got hurt. They stuck with Flacco. He couldn't do much. He immediately goes to the Bengals, where he actually has great receivers and a running back, and that Bengals offense went afire. So it wasn't about Joe Flacco. It's really about the offense. You kind of knew that. Then the Bengals, their defense has been a mess for a long time. Why did they think that the defense would suddenly get better? And it absolutely didn't. And I was there on the sideline for two epic, awful defensive performances against the Jets and the Bears. I'll tell you, I don't know if I should say this, but it was funny because the Bengals had this unbelievable offensive performance against the Jets and then lost at the end of the game. Then the Bengals had this amazing comeback against the Bears that Joe Flacco engineered. And with 54 seconds left, the Bengals couldn't make a tackle. And somebody on that team texted me about what kind of luck I was bringing. And I can't forget because I had both of those games. I said, forget what luck I'm bringing. You should wish that I could tackle for you.
Ooh,
and the person wrote me back, it might be worth a shot.
Yeah.
Because that's how bad it's been. And then the Ravens, I mean, Lamar, how many injuries are we talking about? There was the foot, there was the hamstring, there was the knee,
ankle,
the toe, the ankle. I mean, and again, like I said, at the very top. And then the Steelers, I mean, the Steelers have been the same thing for 8 years. They're back into the playoffs. They never die. They're 9-8. They're back in the playoffs, and they don't do anything. So they're just good enough.
Well, let's...
I mean, are you looking at them and thinking, like, these are the world beaters?
No.
This is the team that's going to win the division and make noise in the playoffs?
Aditi, we were talking last week, if the Ravens beat them, is Tomlin finally getting fired at the end of the year? And now, of course, that changes.
That's what's so crazy about it. Because you know what? In Pittsburgh, as you just made the point of saying, they booed Renegade. There are fire Tomlin chants. It's, you know, unbelievable. And I was talking to a member of the Steelers coaching staff last week, and he was so, like, blasé. He said, beat the Ravens, and we're in the lead for the division, and it all goes away. Like, that's how crazy it is.
That's the league. Let's focus on the Bengals for a minute, though, because they're not mathematically eliminated, although there's a lot of people out there who kind of think they are. And I'm old enough to remember them having their way with the Ravens in Baltimore with the quarterback not having played in 2 months just a couple weeks ago. And the schedule after the Ravens looks pretty conducive to them hanging a bunch of points on people and maybe winning all those games. Do you think the Bengals could pull this off? Because you obviously, right, we don't fancy the Steelers. And if the Ravens get swept by the Bengals, they probably don't deserve to go to the playoffs. And there are mathematical probabilities that exist where an 8-9 Bengals team still wins the division.
You know, it's funny. I talked to Joseph Asai today. I talked to Jamar Chase and Joseph Asai both today. And Joseph Asai was like, we're not eliminated.
Right.
Like, until it's zero, it's not zero. And crazy fact, people are talking about the Dolphins. The Bengals actually have a greater percentage chance of making the playoffs than the Dolphins do. So, and you have Joe Burrow, who, just like Lamar Jackson, is one of the three best quarterbacks in the National Football League. So I would, and Joe Burrow is as focused and competitive as it comes. Tee Higgins was back out on the practice field. I don't know if he's going to clear concussion protocol or not, but Jamar Chase is one of the best receivers in the game. Chase Brown is running the ball exceptionally well. Can that defense somehow play just a little bit better? Mm-hmm. Like maybe give up 30 points instead of 40.
And then yeah.
You can't. And again, it's to your point. I want to believe in the Ravens because I believe that much in Lamar Jackson. But I'm so curious to see Lamar up close because on TV, he just has not looked the same.
No.
Aditi, let's finish with this. We're talking with Aditi Kinkabwala. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. As we sit here right now, who's your pick to win the AFC North?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Not the Browns. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Before this weekend, it was the Ravens. And it is not out of the realm of possibility that the Ravens go 4-0. It is also not out of the realm of possibility that the Bengals go 4-0.
Yeah.
And it is also not out of the realm of possibility that the Steelers go 4-0. Although there's nothing.
Anything's
possible.
What
do the Steelers have going for them? Yeah, the Steelers are just, they're the cockroach that never dies.
Yes, like, they are.
They've been called that around here before.
Yes, that's what I call them.
So like, if you pick against the Steelers, the Mike Tomlin magic, whatever it is, will get them into the playoffs and they'll win the division. So there's nothing about them that makes you feel like, okay, they've got this one. Like the way that I can look at the Bengals and say, well, they have Joe Burrow. And the way I can look at the Ravens and say, well, they have Lamar Jackson. All due respect to Aaron Rodgers, Aaron at 42 is not the same as Aaron at 32. No. You know, I don't know. I know you have to let me go, but who are you guys picking?
I'm picking the Steelers by default.
Yeah, probably the Steelers by default.
I put money on the Bengals plus 850 to make the playoffs last week. Now I thought they'd beat the Bills. So I'm like, do I want to put this money on Bengals money line plus 230, or do I put it on the 850 to win to get in the playoffs? And guess what? They still could do it.
They still could. I mean, it's the Bengals have the offense that I'm most excited about. That's for sure.
I mean, it would be kind of fitting for this division if they did it. It would kind of be what everybody deserves.
I mean, it would be so fitting for the year.
Yes.
Chaos and the crazy of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Aditi, you're the best.
This is the time of year. Yeah, just really quick. This is the time of year that I say defense wins championships, but I love that Bengals offense more than anybody else in the division. Or I believe in that offense more than anybody else in the division.
It's the best unit.
And there's no defense. There's no defense other than the Browns who are already out that I believe in the division.
Yep.
So there you go.
Aditi Kinkabwala will be on sideline Sundays. Watch CBS, Ravens, and Bengals. Aditi, you're the best. Thank you as always for your
time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks.
By the way, Lamar was listed NIRS today. The injury report is out, and he was listed as NIRS. So take that for what it's worth. Wouzier did not practice shoulder. Lamar rest. Keaton Mitchell limited with the knee. Tavius limited with the foot. Adarius full. And Nate Wiggins limited with a foot. So we come back. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
Yeah, we're going to get back into the Pete Alonso signing by the Orioles. And I was thinking, geez, this guy, in terms of pedigree, like who's the other free agent that the Orioles have signed and how far back do you have to go that compare to Pete Alonso? We'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Mike Elias was doing a lot of talking to start this offseason, but we kept waiting for the money moves, to quote the great Ken Wyman.
Josh Walker claimed off waivers.
Yes. Well, Mike finally was able to pull off a money move today, giving out a 5-year, $155 million contract to Pete Alonso. And I was really fired up when I got it. And I still double-checked, like, okay, is this fake?
Oh,
like,
I thought it was fake when I first saw it. Yeah.
And then you find out it's real. And then I got thinking, is this the most significant free agent signing the Orioles have made in my lifetime? Because Alonso comes in, 5-time All-Star, coming off a Silver Slugger year, driving in 126 runs, has postseason experience, loved in the clubhouse, a ton of pedigree. And I was thinking back to the Orioles from 12 to 16, and they made some modest moves. And
Crumbo.
Cruz was a one-year deal, and he was coming off a PED suspension the prior year.
He was great for that 1 year. That was a hell of a signing.
Ubaldo Jimenez, when he got to... He made one all... But I'm seriously picking... I'm thinking of
they're
all
free
the
agent
moves.
Signings.
Yes, I'm thinking of... He at least got a decent contract.
Qualify as a free agent signing.
Yes, he had a decent contract.
Jordan Lyles, Gibby.
Alex Cobb never made an all-star. Like, but that's what I've had to work with Andrew in my Cashner. Lifetime, dude. That's what I had to work with. So then I'm thinking even back to...
Hey, they turn him into Elio Prado.
I'd say back to my youth. Coincidentally, this happened during the winter meetings as well. Maybe Miguel Tejada. Because he won an MVP in 2002.
That was a big deal.
With the A's. Signed a six-year, $72 million deal. I would say that is the closest.
So you know... If they do nothing else, it will absolutely be Tejada. And because now you're not old enough to remember this probably, but this was back when Baseball Tonight was a big deal on ESPN and Peter Gammons was like the god of insiders. He was reporting that they were going to sign Vlad Guerrero also. And that was when Vlad Guerrero was at his peak.
Yeah.
And then they never got it done and he signed with the Angels. Now, if they sign Guerrero and Tejada, you're cooking with gas kind of, but they didn't and they did nothing else.
Yeah.
And then I went back a little further, too. But Tejada, I think, deserves a lot. Now, obviously, the Albert Bell signing was a disaster. But that was a guy, five-time
huge
All-Star.
Deal.
You mentioned earlier.
Great clubhouse guy.
Roberto Alomar back in 95.
The then Indians signed everybody else of that core. Yes. They find ways to keep around, except he was...
But the Alomar one, they made the playoffs each of the first 2 years, and I'd argue that he was one of the five best players in all of baseball those first 2 years. He was incredible.
A Hall of Fame player, still
and
very
spitter.
Much in his prime.
Yes.
And, well, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, that's right, you were there.
I was there. I was in the Sky Dome. Yeah.
But the point of it all is when you have to go back, at a minimum, 21 years to talk about a free agent of this type of import... talking about Miguel Tejada to what they did today with Pete Alonso, that's not to absolve everything that happened in the prior 7 years for Mike Elias, but today was a big day for this franchise.
Hey, Pete Alonso's an Oriole. What kind of player are they getting? I'm going to talk to a man who managed Pete Alonso in New York. Buck Showalter, former Oriole manager, joins us next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.